The destitute city of Detroit is getting some help today from America's biggest bank. J.P. Morgan Chase is pouring $100 million into the Motor City. The gift could help build momentum for an even bigger aid package to help Detroit through bankruptcy. It could also help repair the bank's battered reputation and that of its CEO. Jamie Dimon made a personal appearance in Detroit to announce the gift. Here is Sarah Hewlett of Michigan Radio.
For a lot of people, Jamie Dimon will forever be linked to the mortgage crisis that hit Detroit as hard as any city. But there was no mention of that at today's announcement, of course. Instead, there was a plated lunch, chicken and salad with cupcakes, an uplifting video, and a standing ovation led by Michigan's governor, Rick Snyder.
That's the Detroit, Michigan thank you you deserve. Thank you.
The bulk of the $100 million commitment from J.P. Morgan Chase will go to business loans, addressing blight, and job training. And Jamie Dimon says, make no mistake, he doesn't consider this a charitable contribution.
We are a, just make it clear, a for-profit institution, and we are making an investment in Detroit.
$40 million will be targeted for two Detroit investment funds that are already lending money to city businesses, including this one.
My name is Liz Blondie, and I'm the owner of K9 to 5. We offer dog daycare, dog boarding, and dog grooming.
Since she opened 9 years ago, Blondie has received two loans worth about $150,000 from one of the two development funds that will share the J.P. Morgan Chase money. Now, Blondie is ready to expand again, and she says she's gone to traditional lenders.
They're not interested in financing it because of the real estate values in the city of Detroit.
But nonprofit lenders appear much more willing to take a risk on Detroit businesses like Blondie's. And she says it's those lenders that are going to drive redevelopment here. Governor Snyder says this infusion of cash from J.P. Morgan Chase is another sign of Detroit's comeback. And he hopes it will nudge along a deal to get the state to pony up for an aid package.
Because this is a sign to show Detroit is coming back and to give people more confidence that by doing the settlement, it will only accelerate the comeback of the city, which helps all the state of Michigan.
Those bills cleared a first hurdle today, but there's still significant resistance, especially by Republicans fearing election year retribution from a Tea Party-affiliated group funded by the Koch brothers. And to be clear, the money Chase is spending here has nothing to do with that bankruptcy deal referred to as the grand bargain. That deal is intended to protect pensioners from steeper cuts and keep city-owned artworks off the auction block. So why is J.P. Morgan Chase spreading cash around Motown?
One of the things they do is try and help their reputation enhancement by showing up for photo ops.
That's Dennis Kelleher, a former lobbyist who now heads Better Markets, a nonprofit group advocating for regulatory reform. Kelleher says, remember that J.P. Morgan Chase helped create the economic wreckage in Detroit. It was fined $13 billion for its lending practices. And keep this in mind. It's a $2 trillion bank. And Diamond's compensation last year alone was more than $20 million.
So it's great that they're investing in Detroit as they should have been doing all along. But $100 million for J.P. Morgan Chase is not even a drop in the bucket. It's probably the equivalent of about $10 to a regular person.
Or maybe it's like $10 to a person who's not just broke, but deeply in debt and looking for any help he can get to get back on his feet. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Hewlett in Detroit.